Hi, is Abby there?
Yeah, you called my home number, yes.
Hi, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Olivia, so I provided you with April already yesterday.
It's actually not in the file, but we actually just, if you can just get me August, that's all I need.
I don't have August in front of me, and it's not a soft inquiry, it's a hard inquiry. There's no such thing as a soft inquiry. Soft inquiry is when I become a client and you want to check with me, you know, once a year or whatever that is to see that everything is still fine. That's a soft inquiry. This is a hard inquiry. The fact that it doesn't go to the three bureaus, it doesn't change the fact that it is a hard inquiry. So if you did it, you did it already. I got to move on. If you cannot make a decision without this, it's ridiculous. What does it matter what August shows? If it's 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, what does it matter? What difference can that possibly make to make a decision? That's what I'm saying.
It does make a difference because we need to make sure that you're still in the positives.
All right. So I provided you tax returns. I provided you interim, actually where we are, that we already in right now in route, to make at least what we had last year. It's not enough. Please leave me alone.
This is just our policy?
I got it. Stick with your policies.
What is your specific concern about sending them?
Because you can't make a decision. You have way too much information on your desk, way too much. You have tax returns. You didn't even ask for an interim, and I gave you interim, okay? I gave you bank statements, which usually you don't even have to have it, and I filled up everything you needed, and you can't make a decision. It's not for me.
But you know what? You didn't give me everything I asked for because I asked for the most recent 6 months.
I got it.
I've already run your credit, so you might as well see what offers we're going to give you.
It was a mistake. I knew it from the beginning. I should not have done it. It was my mistake. I knew it. It's not the first time I see it.
I don't understand why this is a mistake. It's just we're missing one piece. No, we know exactly what we're doing.
Listen, no, it doesn't look like, because I know how lender works. Believe me, I'm doing this business for 20 years. I'm a Chase private client, you know, for the business and for myself personally, okay? And I know how banks work. I know. They'll give you a dollar only if you have $10,000 in the bank. They won't give you a dollar, okay, if you need it. Okay, they'll give you only money when you don't need it. I understand how it works, okay? You can't make a decision. I made a mistake. I wanted to give you a try. You're persistent. I understand. You got your policies. Stick with your policies. Thank you. Let me move on because I got to finish that deal, okay?
We can help you finish the deal. We can let you know within the day.
No. It's not in a day. You're going to come at the end of the day. So now because of this, your interest rate will be 8% and 9% or 12%. Not for me. Not for me. I don't want that stuff. It was a mistake.
Can I just transfer you to my senior real quick? One second.
Yes.
Hey, Abby. This is Shaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Look, I gave her a chance. I mean, she tried. She called me again and again, and I don't like that stuff because I know how lender works. I mean, I know this stuff. I mean, you want to lend umbrellas when there's never going to be any raining, okay? And I gave you way more than information that you needed. I gave you tax returns, and I show you interim financials, which shows already that we are in the same path of making at least what we had last year. And not only that, July and August are slow months. So it's actually even higher going to be than last year. I gave you what you needed. It's not enough for you to make a decision. It's not for me. Sorry that I wasted my time. I got to finish the deal. The deal is pending. If I don't take the deal today, I'm going to lose the vehicle, okay? I need it for my business.
Abby, okay? I understand your concern.
You're going to come back with some more questions, and after you come with questions, say, okay, we can give it to you at 12%, at 15%, at 20%. Not for me, okay? I can't work with you guys. That's all.
Okay.
I called
Abby?
Titus Leasing. In a second, they said, send the invoice. We're going to send you the check. In a second, okay? Did you call Titus Leasing?
I'm listening.
Okay, I told you to. I wrote an email to Olivia. I said, call Titus Leasing. They're in the East Coast. Okay,
yep.
So them is already noon. They're almost going for lunch. Ask for Donna. She's the vice president of the bank. Okay,
tell her
we're soliciting for A-list limousine. This is how you want to tell her, because you're Bank of Cardiff, so it's not like a bank. It's not. They don't know that you want to finance a vehicle because they won't like that because they want to keep the business. Just tell them, you know, we're soliciting for A-list business, I mean, to get their banking information. What do you think about A-list?
What do I think of A-list?
No, ask Titus. Ask them.
Okay, well, I mean, if you just give me a few minutes to talk to you real quick, I understand your concern. You know, I've worked with a lot of business owners. We've actually worked with a lot of limo services, you know, around the states. But, you know, just looking at your file here, okay, so there's a few things that we look at when we, you know, give approval. So the first thing is the credit. We already ran your credit because you've had the signed application. Both of your credit, you and your co-owner, are great. You know, you guys are high 600s, 700s. So that's great. So
it's not great. It's because there's so many inquiries, because I buy vehicles. I buy properties. Okay. I have properties. The building that we reside, we're not a limo company that you know. We don't do weddings. We don't do proms. We don't do a night out. We don't do none of that shit.
I understand.
Okay? We do only corporate. Our account is like AIG. Okay. Cool. JP Morgan. Government officials.
For hospital. And stuff like that, picking up at the airport.
That's what we do.
That sort of stuff, right? Okay, I know what you're doing. I understand. I understand your business. Okay. I know you're not a typical limo service, you know, looking at the. So going back to the credit. So for us, you know, if you went, let's just say, to do a comparison, you know, if you were to go to Wells Fargo, Bank of America, 680, 700 to them is bad. For us, we work with small business owners, you know, mid-sized business owners.
For me, it's bad too.
Obviously, I wish it was 850 too, but,
Look, I'm saying for me, usually it's like in the 800 for me and
my
wife. It's just
because
I'm buying properties right now. I just bought a property. I bought a commercial property at the beginning of the year. I'm buying a property right now, so they're running credits. And that's why I said I don't want too many inquiries. It doesn't worth it. I'll work with the lenders that I know. They'll give me in a second. They'll say, what do you need? Okay, send the invoice. They'll tell the dealer. I'm telling you right now, call Titus Listing. I provided you with the phone number, 800-227-3965. Speak to Donna. He's the vice president of the huge corporation in the East Coast. Okay.
Yeah. Call her up. I understand.
Says, I'm calling for Bank of Cardiff, so she doesn't know that you want to finance. Don't tell her I want to finance a vehicle. Okay.
Right.
I want to solicit, because then you're gonna take your business. Tell her we want to solicit for A-List Limousine Business. What do you think about A-List? How's your experience with A-List? Can I get your take on that? See what she says. Give them whatever they want, she will say. Guarantee.
Okay, sure. I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm glad you guys have a great, you know, reputation and all that. But I'm just looking at, on our standpoint, right? As a lender standpoint, it's great that you have a good, you know, online presence, and also you have good relationships with other, you know, other business, you know. But, you know, looking at your file here, your credit is okay for us. Okay, your time in business is great. You have 10 years for a limo service or a 20 years time in business. It's great. You know, these two things line up, and also the type of vehicle you're buying is something that we like to do business for. But for us to get a final approval, this is the only thing we're missing is just the August bank statement. You know, the last 4 months is all it's the minimum that we look at. And I can actually get you, I can expedite everything for you. I can get you an answer within a few hours if you just send that over to me. I'll put you at the top of my list of underwriting to look at the file. And I can get you an answer within a few hours. So that way you can close your deal out and get your vehicle, all that, get everything taken care of by today. It sounds like that's a very pressing need for you.
Yes, I have to complete it.
I can complete it for you. I can put you at the top of the list as the first, as the top of the list of getting underwriting procedures going. Okay, all I need is just the August bank statement, because we have 6 months of bank statement, but we don't have the most recent, because, you know, as a lender standpoint, we need to look at the real-time health of the business. And July and June, you know, that's, you know, three months ago, so it's not really showing us the real-time health of the business. So in order to give you the best approval, the best options out there, we have to look at the most recent. And that's why Olivia keeps asking for that.
I'll ask for my assistant to see if we got the August statement already.
Okay. If it's easier for you, we only need the Okay, I only need the first page, okay? I'll make an exception. Usually we need the full bank statement, because since this is a pressing need for you, I just need the first page that just shows the summary.
If I have it, I can give you the full thing.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. Don't you understand? I'm not trying to hide anything, you know?
I understand, yeah.
I do business with integrity. I'm not trying to,
yeah.
Hey, I showed you one page, but on the other page, you know, I'm trying to cheat you.
Yeah,
If I have it, I have it. I don't know if I have August. I'll ask my assistant,
okay,
who does the bookkeeping in the office.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm on your side. I just want to get you the best program possible.
Okay.
But if I don't have the most recent, it limits a lot of programs, you know, off of the books.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, cool. So if you could just send it over to me ASAP, I'll put you at the top of my list to look at, so we can get you an offer today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.